Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Love is strange. Lot of people take it for a game.
Welcome back. 23 after. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thank you for staying with me. My website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. I hope you'll use it to your advantage. We built it just for you. We update it every day just so you can have something new there to look at, to see, to and we'll follow you home, by the way. If you don't want to come back every day, we'll follow you home. You can subscribe, and we'll send you stuff whenever it comes up. Tell us what you like, and we'll do that. Also, the newsletter is there. We'll follow you home with that and send it to you every Sunday afternoon by email. And you can then, from there, you can get to all the other stuff that we do. And on the homepage, we got our poll question right there, a new one every week. We ask you a different question and all the other stuff there at smallbusinessadvocate.com, including the body of work that Nancy Anderson has deposited with us, talking about a number of different things that you and I need to focus on. Today, we're talking about instincts, trusting your instinct. And Nancy's website is workwithpassion.com. That's also the title of your first book, right, Nancy?
Yes, it is. Work with Passion came out in 1984 in the 20th anniversary edition in 2004. So, yeah, it's just clicking around.
Wow. And then the new one is called Work with Passion in Midlife and Beyond, available wherever books are sold. Nancy, talk to us some more about instincts. What else do we need to know? Do you think some people don't really – well, let me ask you this question. I always like to ask this question. Which gender is better with instincts? Now, we all know about female intuition. We've heard that propaganda. Guys have heard that propaganda for millennia. But what about instincts? Is there any advantage one over the other for instincts?
Well, I don't think so, Jim. I think the key is how creative.
Oh, that's no fun. Come on.
I
want to shake things up a little bit here. Come on.
Well, look, I have to talk to you about my experience, and the only thing I know for sure is my experience. And I work with both men and women. And here's what I noticed, is that the people who tend to be more creative, more spontaneous, whether they're male or female, they think more like entrepreneurs think, which means they're very instinctual. They're very open to twisting and turning when they get a flash of instinct or intuition. The people who, men or women, who have trouble following the instincts have either been in the same job in a big company or the government or something for so long that, we were talking about in the break, is that their minds have gotten specialized so that they think in little boxes, you know, okay, well, I'm a this, so I can't do that. So one of the things that to train your instincts, if they're not really good and if you're not really listening to them, regardless of what your age is to introduce risk into your life. Like, for example, do something that terrifies you at least once a month. And that depends on you, you know, because what terrifies you may not bother me at all. Like, for example, I'm not very good at taking physical risks. I'm not, you know, you're not going to get me at the top of a ski slope.
You're not going to bungee jump anytime soon. Is that what you're saying?
Well, but emotional risk, I have no problem with that because that's what I do all the time. So for emotional risk-taking, something like joining Toastmasters, where you get...
That's pretty scary.
That's a biggie. But I insist that my clients, like, for example, take an acting class, an improvisational acting class, where you have to get up on stage and pretend to be somebody. And see, that's going to train the instincts because, first of all, you're going to be terrified, which is very, very good because you've introduced the terror. It hasn't been introduced to you.
And one thing about it, if you're a business owner, you don't have to go hunting around for anything to frighten you.
No,
it's right here. It shows up. It's waiting on you
most of the time.
It's waiting on you when you show up in the morning, and it's there all day, and it stays there while you're gone.
Well, you know the thing about that is though, it's a creative terror, and there's a big difference because you're introducing it, and you decided to get into business, and that's where your instincts are trained because you have to make decisions all the time. So the answer to your question, is it men or women? It depends. It depends on the woman. It depends on the man.
I think men are too quick to go to instinct, and I think women are too slow to go to instinct.
Well, if that's been your experience, then I'll have to agree with you.
Oh, come on. No, I think men are more likely to stick with the gut when they probably should be maybe a tinge more, you know, I won't say emotional, but a tinge more reason reasoned in their decisions, and I think women. I think that they, even if they have good instincts, I think they're more likely to be concerned that they haven't, you know, been reasonable about it.
Well, you're right, because men, I think, in general, brought up from the time they're little boys. Like, I had a boy and two girls, and the difference between them, I could see the boys are trained to get out there and beat the bushes, and you have to train that part of yourself to watch out for danger.
I don't think it has as much to do with training. I think there's a real genetic thing there. I think there's a real chromosomal difference.
Well, sure, it's innate. You know, the instinct is innate. I'm not disagreeing with you. Yeah. I'm just saying, though, that conditioning combined with that.
There's a combination.
Women are conditioned to not trust the instincts. They're conditioned to be nice, to get along, and to not make waves, by and large. And boys are conditioned to fight, to stand up, you know.
Well, it's not to be so worried about other people and
well,
and,
true. And the instincts will function, the lack of fear of criticism. You know, the fear of criticism is the number one barrier to the instinct.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Because if you're afraid, if you want to write something, like,
well, because if it's instinct, you don't have as much of a defense. You can't explain your instincts like you can reason.
Well, that's what people tell me all the time. How did you know that about me? I only sent you one page email, and I said, well, that you forget how much I can get out of
Not,
one page email,
which tells you why, which explains why I never send Nancy an email, because I don't want her dissecting me. Hey, Nancy, thanks for being here. Good job today, as always. We'll see you next time.
Thank you.
We'd get smarter when Nancy joined us. She'll be back another day, I promise. I'm Jim Blasingame. Stay with me. We'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.